Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Paul Michelle's welcome to Mr. Mapion. Exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. As we made it to, I believe, week number 4 in NFL football. Are you guys ready for last week's picks?
Damn it.
What happened?
All right. I haven't made my picks yet.
We're going to make them right now.
All right.
That's what we're doing. Okay. So we start with a Thursday nighter. That would be Miami and Buffalo. A little bit closer than I thought. Buffalo wins that one 31-21. We all picked the Bills.
Yep.
So one of the few wins for me. Next game, Atlanta and Carolina. We all took the Atlanta Falcons. They were shut out by Carolina 30-0.
I know, man.
Jesus, we were completely wrong on that one. But yeah, none of us got a win on that one. Next game up, Minnesota and Cincinnati. We all took the Bengals. They lost 48-10.
Yeah, so close.
To the Vikings. Another skunk week there. Next game, we all took Green Bay. Cleveland wins 13-10.
What is happening?
We suck. Next game was Houston and Jacksonville. Myself and Ted, we took the Jaguars. Steve, you and Mike took Houston. Yeah. Jacksonville wins that one 17-10.
Damn it.
Out to barn burner.
Yep. Next game, Indy in Tennessee. The Colts win that one 41-20. That's a win for Mike Hawk. And a
win for Steve Hill.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah, Rams and Philly. We all took the Eagles. They won 33-26.
That's a good football game.
Very good football game. We all took the Commanders. They won 41-24 over the Raiders. We all took Tampa Bay. They squeaked by the Jets 29-27.
That's how Tampa Bay wins every game, though.
That's right. Myself and Steve took the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Hawk and Ted took New England. Pittsburgh wins 21-14.
Damn it.
Next game, the Chargers and Denver. I took Denver. The Chargers win 23-20. Mm-hmm. So you guys all get a win on that one. Next game up, Seattle and New Orleans. 44-13. We all, thank God, took the Seahawks. That was just an ass kicking.
That was. And I was nervous before that game.
You got to get nervous before every game. If it's a game you feel like you should win, you get nervous because you think it's a trap game. If you play a good team, you're like, oh, no, they're good, right? If you're a fan, you do not relax. It's impossible.
San Francisco. I'm nervous
again tonight.
Well, San Francisco squeaked by Arizona, 16-15. Speaking of last night, as Arizona was in town. We don't know that yet because we're taping on Thursday. 31, Chicago, Dallas, 14. We all took the Cowboys. Big zero for all of us there. Laid an egg. Kansas City and the Giants. For some reason, I thought the Giants were going to upset the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City wins 22-9. And the final Monday night game of the week, it was Detroit 38, Baltimore 30. Mike Hawk, you got the win as the lone pick on the Lions. So here's how the week shook out. Total-wise, I was 7-9 on the week. Steve, you were 10-6.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Ted, you were 9-7. And Mike Hawk, you were 10-6 as well.
All right.
So an up and down week.
My other pick'em league, there's like 40 people in it.
Yeah.
The last week was so weird. It was the first week one guy just won straight out.
Really?
Yeah. Every other week there's like a tie.
And you thought he was probably, what, making bad picks?
Oh, 100%.
A lot of those games did not go the way I thought they would go, man.
All right, the Thursday night game. Seattle in Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Any thoughts on this one?
I think for the Seahawks, again, I am nervous. It feels like a little bit of a trap game, but I think they run the ball and get it done.
Okay.
I'm inclined to agree. I think Arizona's always wishy-washy. If they play well, they're going to be tough to beat, but you just don't know. Where the Seahawks are consistently just consistent,
okay.
I guess. I'm going to take the Hawks.
Yeah. All right.
I think the media does a little bit too much glazing of Arizona, and I think they I think the Seahawks walk away with this one.
Okay.
The problem is Arizona, even when they're bad, they play division opponents very good.
They do. They do.
I'm going to take Arizona.
We don't play well in Arizona.
I'm going to take Arizona.
I know. That stadium's a house of horrors for us.
Yes. Okay, let's get to the Sunday games. We got the
Minnesota. By the way, what's the over-under on Marshawn Lynch not running the ball in that interception? I say they show it at least three times.
Oh, easily.
Super Bowl.
Easily.
Probably. Oh,
yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, Minnesota Vikings in Pittsburgh taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Minnesota put up a hell of a lot of points. 48 of them. Last week. Pittsburgh did not play bad. They did not put up 48 points. What do you guys think on this one?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers for Steve. Oof.
Give me the Vikings.
I hope you're right. I do.
I'm going to go with 10.
I hope you guys are right, but that one's also in Dublin, Ireland at 9:30 in the morning, and Steelers have a little bit less area to travel there, so I think it's going to be a Pittsburgh game.
Pittsburgh. By the way, Mike, for us, that would be 6:30.
Oh,
yes, it would.
6:30.
I'll see the tail end of that
6:30.
Game.
6:30.
Jeez. Early morning football.
I'm not getting up for that.
No.
I'll be up, but I'm not getting up for that. Cleveland and Detroit. Detroit put up so many points, I'm going to go with the Lions.
It's going to be a trap game, but I'm going to take Detroit anyway.
Okay.
It's going to be closer than it should be.
Cleveland's a mess. Give me Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, the Lions are on a tear right now. They're going to crush it.
Carolina in New England. Carolina, amazingly, put up, what, 30 points last week? They were playing the Falcons, but still, the Falcons still were doing a decent. So I guess I'm going to go with the Panthers.
I don't know, man. This is tough. Like, New England should be a little better than they are, but they're not. Carolina should be a lot worse than they are, but they're not. Can Bryce Young do it 2 weeks in a row? Can he put together back-to-back victories?
I don't think so.
I'm going to take New England.
I don't believe he can either.
I'm going to
take New England. Okay.
Give me the Pats.
Yeah. Ted wants the Pats.
Yeah, give me the Pats.
Okay.
Last week was a fluke for the Panthers.
Yes.
Chargers in New York to take on the Giants. I'm going to take L.A.
Chargers.
Tell you what. I watched him play a little ball last year down at Ole Miss. Give me Jackson Dart and those Giants.
Okay.
I don't know if that kid's going to be good. I think he can run. They're not going to know how to prepare for him.
I hear you. I just think the Chargers are a good enough team that it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I always want the NFC to beat an AFC team. Right?
What do you think, Mike?
And I see what you're saying there, Ted. And normally I would agree with you, but that's Sean Hockley calling that game, and he loves L.A., so give me the Chargers. Damn it.
He's got the guns. Trying to get bigger than his dad.
I know.
New Orleans in Buffalo to take on the Bills.
Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question about that.
Yeah, New Orleans is in trouble.
Buffalo will put down its second string and win this game.
Yeah, the Saints got to figure out what they got going on.
This might be the game of the week as the Philadelphia Eagles head into Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers.
Oh, I'll tell you what. They re-signed that kid that was too fat for football just for the tush push. Give me Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay.
He's on like 4. He's like 400 pounds.
And he's lost weight. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
He had to get down to that weight to play.
I got to take the Eagles.
I should take the Eagles, man. But until Baker Mayfield proves me wrong, I'm going to take Tampa Bay. And this is why. Because the Eagles play close games because, truthfully, they're just not that good on offense, right?
Yeah.
They do.
It's far from explosive.
It's not an insult, but it's like they keep games close. And that, to me, if you put Baker in a close game, that's when Baker does Baker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, what do you think?
I'm going with the Bucks too. I think they've got it.
Shoot. I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Or are you going to be super right?
I don't know. Tennessee and Houston.
Oh.
That, I think, is going to be an interesting game.
Well, let's see.
I don't think it's going to be good.
Strong word, yes.
Yeah.
Compelling, maybe. That's the right word.
But I think the Texans pull that one out. I don't think Cam's quite ready to be the Titan that he might be, but I think the Texans got this.
Tennessee put up 20 points last week. Houston put up 10. So based on that alone, because I don't know, I'm going to take Tennessee.
I am taking Tennessee as well, and I found out today my app lets me know. They go, hey, just so you know, they're a big underdog.
Okay.
How big? They shouldn't be a big underdog. I do believe
seven
they should
points.
Be an underdog. I'm going to take Houston on this.
You're going to take Houston?
Yeah.
And Mike, what did you say?
I'm taking the Texans on that one.
All right. Washington in Atlanta. I'm going to take the Commanders.
Yeah, easy. Taking Commanders.
Yep.
Oh, no. Give me Michael Penix.
They didn't score a point last week.
I know.
So he's due.
Yeah.
Against Carolina.
Say one thing about Ted. He's faithful, man.
Okay. All right. Jacksonville in San Francisco.
Look, Mike had a horrible, horrible game. He's going to come out slinging that ball.
I think so.
I think San Francisco's decimated. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
I'm taking San Francisco because Jacksonville on their best day is stupid.
Miles, I'll follow you off that cliff. I'll take the Jags.
Okay.
I think because it's at home, just give me the Niners.
All right. Indy in L.A. to take on the Rams.
Colts.
I'm telling you, this might be a really close game.
I think the Rams pull this one out.
Sadly, I'm taking the Rams.
I just think they're more historically consistent, if that makes sense. Like, the Colts are riding a high, but it's new to them. Or I feel like the Rams, they know their pieces. They know what they got to do.
All right, so Steve and Ted are taking the Rams. I'm going to take the Colts. Mike, who are you taking?
I'm taking the Colts as well.
All right. Okay.
I think they're on a tear. I think they're going to be an unseen threat this season.
Baltimore in Kansas City.
Give me KC.
Damn it.
Sorry, man. Our defense is garbage.
Damn it.
Tell that man up. They're not winning the game.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Steve.
Look, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm being realistic. Our defense does not want to play, right? So no matter how many points we've put up 112 points in three games and we're 1-2, defense is an issue.
Yep. Like I said, the most anticipated 1-2 matchup of all time.
Ever.
I do have faith in your Ravens, though.
You're going to take the Ravens?
I am.
Okay. I hope you're right, man.
All right.
I have no faith in them.
You want the Chiefs, Mike?
Give me the Chiefs.
Okay.
Steve's right. Like, I hate to admit it, but Steve is right. Like, I saw they have the number 32 defense or something like that out there.
I'm sick of the Chiefs. Obviously, I'm a massive Ravens fan, but our defense is garbage. You got to call it for what it is.
Okay. Chicago in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders.
Chicago. I just think the Raiders are that bad.
I do, too.
I really do, man.
Chicago, man, maybe they found something last week. That locker room looked pumped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me Chicago.
Bear I'm going to follow you guys in on that one. Yeah, give me the Bears on that one. That's also your brother calling that one there, Steve.
Is he?
Oh, he's going to be partying and throwing down in Vegas.
Oh, you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother. Right. Known partier.
I wonder what, I'm assuming.
Actually, last time he was there, I will say this. So when NFL games finish, the first people to be flown home are the officials.
Oh, really?
Right, because there's no fans waiting for you. They don't care. So it's like, look. Get on the plane, but their flight was delayed. And he's in Vegas, and he called me because they're delayed. And he was talking about one of the games that was playing later. He was hammered at the bar, and I could hear the other guys behind him, and it was just his crew.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, are all of you drunk? He's like, it's not everyone.
That's awesome. Do they have to fly home? I mean, if he wanted to spend a couple extra days, could
he? If you want to spend extra days, you can, right. But it's not on the NFL's dime. But because of all the miles and all that, he doesn't pay anyway. Right. But they do fly their asses out of there first.
Dude, I got bumped once in Vegas, and they were like, you get a first-class flight home tomorrow. Oh. We'll put you in a hotel.
It's done.
And they're like, just wait, because you might. And I'm like, no worries. Sitting there, I'd already talked to, like somebody. I was like, good for, I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
So were you already at the airport, and you had to go back to the Strip?
But, well, I sat by the gate, and then they were like, good news. We could sneak you in.
Oh.
Like, damn.
That sucks.
I know. I was all fired up.
Green Bay and Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Tickets start at
$50. I'm going 50. I'm going Green Bay, man.
Yeah, give me the Packers on this one.
Okay. Mika Parsons somehow forced fumble, touchdown. He's going to be a man on the mission. Give me Green Bay.
You're right. It's going to be that.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Really?
I don't know why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I don't need
it. I don't know why. No, I guess, again, we have two Monday night games.
Correct.
Whatever this trend is. The Jets are in Miami to take on the Dolphins.
Fins up.
Fins up.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's the Dolphins. I think that's going to be a snoozer of a game, but I think that's going to be the Dolphins.
Mike, you're 100% right. I think it's going to be a boring-ass game.
I'll tell you what, man. I think it's going to be high scoring. I do.
I didn't see the game, but I saw the highlights. It looked like the Jets were at least scoring points last week. And
they were being
I'm taking the Jets.
I'm taking the Jets also.
And the final Monday night game. What the hell is this? Oh, Cincinnati and Denver.
Denver.
Wow.
Joe Burrow is the Bengals.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean,
you know what?
And you hate to say that, but
Knicks is not playing that bad. I'm going to take the Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Okay, tell me the Broncos.
You know what? I'll be the outlier. Give me the Bengals on that one. I think they prove people wrong on this one. Okay. I think they catch Denver sleeping.
Week four of NFL football. There you go. Very good. Oh, what else we got going on? Anything exciting?
I can't remember.
No, I think we're good business-wise. Mike, how's everything at home?
So far, doing okay, man. It was a long night, but it's plus there's a lot of work that's being done right now. But other than that, no, we're doing okay.
Big news. Thanks to Pinky's Plumbing, I just got a bidet installed in my toilet at home.
I am not. Have you broken it in yet?
No, I'm not. They just put it in actually right before we cut the podcast. but he showed me a video of how it squirts up and waters your gooch down.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to a nice gooch bath with my next Duke. So that's exciting news in my world. Hey, dude, the thing costs I want to say about $150.
All right.
And it doesn't require any extra hookups. Just hooks up right to the toilet. And Pinky's put it in for me for $175.
Nice.
All things considered, I didn't think that was the craziest expense in the world.
No.
As far as saving a little toilet paper money, but there you go. I'll let you know. I'll give you an update as soon as I take a big, fat, greasy shit in there. And see.
Actually, we're all coming over on Sunday.
Just taking it down.
Just the shit.
I'm not watching any football. I'm not eating any of your food. I'm pooping and going.
I told you Gold Belly had a special on Anchor Bar wings from Buffalo. So I got 99 wings for $99. I got them in the freezer.
Nice.
Blue cheese and all. And a bottle of, you can come over, eat wings, take a shit. Water your gooch.
Live the life.
I'm telling you, big time. All right, guys.
Mike, I don't know where the outro is. Oh, there we go.
That's it. Thank you for joining us once again on the Odyssey app.
See you.
Good night, everybody.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.